Thanks for joining the Ancestral Doula. This conversation is on Conference of the Spirits. So first of all, don't let the title of this conversation throw you off. It may sound a little out there, but it is nothing any different than the rest of the conversations that we've been having. This spiritual counseling conversation. So by Conference of the Spirits, I refer to retreating to a mental sanctuary and meeting room. The spirits are simply mental images of your friends, family, enemies, or even people you haven't met yet. In this room are all the things you need to put your life together and sort everything out. You have goals. You have goal charts, calculators, all the time in the world. And most importantly, a group of your friends and family to help you through all of your life's problems. The specific purpose of this room is to talk about you, your goals, and each person's part in your life. This is the place where you work out all the issues with every person in your life. You can stay here as long as you can, and these people are always available for you. You can meet new people too. If you feel you don't have a relationship worth the energy, then simply create a new one. Create an unspecific person, nameless and faceless, but with all the qualities you adore in a person. Imagine the two of you laughing and talking about things you have in common. You can even branch outside of this room and venture into a different place entirely. Your friend is with you. It is like an imaginary friend, except that this friend will one day manifest in your life when the time is right for you. Here's the place where you can work out all those old emotional scars that relate to each person. If you two have ever argued about anything, or there is something on your mind that involves that person, then make a point to meet them here in this room. The two of you can talk in front of everyone or alone in a room if you want privacy. So the effects on relationships, just like in real life, any conversations or issues to resolve carry over into your subconscious mind and could change your attitude about a certain relationship. If you envision positive interaction, then your subconscious mind will absorb that information and you will eventually project that positivity onto your relationship. So resolving old issues. Sometimes when we have severely emotionally damaged, we should revisit these old wounds, especially if they involve someone specific. Think about a person who has specifically made it harder for you to function for one reason or another. Maybe this person frequently puts you down or doesn't give you any of the support you seek from him or her. If this is the case, summon that person into your mind and sit down at a coffee table and have a long mental chat about everything that has ever bothered you. Imagine this person's response in a way that you would believe, but in a way that would make you very happy. For example, imagine that this person understands exactly where you're coming from. The two of you make a plan to improve your relationship, and you feel much better after that. The experience gives you a positive outlook on the relationship. and therefore it will improve with some time and energy. So let's talk about creating new relationships. Let's say that you are lonely and you want some new friends, or maybe something more. If you already have someone in mind, then great. Try out the same techniques mentioned above. Of course, you'll have to alter it a bit depending on what exactly you want out of the relationship. If you aren't sure where to start, try starting with telling the person how you feel, what you like out of your relationship, or that you really like spending time with that person. Whatever it is that you would like to tell this person, feel free. However, if you don't know anyone and you like to be friends with, maybe you would like to attract someone into your life. So imagine yourself in a room full of all sorts of interesting people. These people can hold a great conversation. There are lots of laughs, and you guys have the time of your lives. Imagine these people are all people with that you will meet in your future at some point. Appearance probably won't be accurate, but many of the same traits you put into your ideal friend or partner will manifest if you specifically interact with that part of their character in your conference. It can be done. So, what are the benefits of experiencing Conference of the Spirits? It improves your relationships, new and exciting relationships. Good people seem to just pop out of nowhere just when you need them most. Emotional healing, a more positive attitude, and increased capacity for forgiveness. Those are all benefits of experiencing Conference of the Spirits. So let's speak about visualizations place in Conference of the Spirits. Visualizations place in Conference of the Spirits. These two concepts seem similar because practicing the above techniques really is just specific visualization. I believe that the visualization of people-oriented things deserve a lesson of its own because people are oftentimes so heavily affected by the people close to them. As with visualization, the keys to successfully manifesting what you want with intention manifestation is simply a matter of focusing completely on what you actually want and letting all of the emotional energy, passion, and desire pour into the intention. After trying out the technique just a couple of times, you can change your entire view of how the world works. I dare you to try, but without letting your suspicions sabotage your progress. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this conversation regarding the Conference of the Spirits. Wasn't that far out there, so I hope you enjoyed this conversation. Talk to you again soon. Peace.